Welcome back to Morning Coffee. My name is Rick Alexander, and today I want to talk to you about symbols, and I want to talk to you about vision, mainly because these are my swim lanes, right? Like, this is what I study, is I study ideas and I study archetypes, and I try to deduce patterns, which is the real beauty of studying symbols. If you start to look at the world through symbolism, what you begin to realize is that you can predict how things are going to unfold as long as you study the history of those symbols. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that stuff today. And I first want to recognize all that I don't know. You know, right now we're doing this thing called Blackout Tuesday if you're on Instagram and choosing to participate. And the idea behind this is simply that there are a lot of things that I just don't understand about the world, and I never will if I don't shut up long enough to listen. You know, I don't know what it's like to grow up disadvantaged in my own country, and I don't know anything about infectious disease outside of being a medic in the military. Like, I've never studied these things. I've never studied pandemics. And a lot of the pain that the world is experiencing right now is because we have a culture that was taught that not knowing something or being wrong about something is a sign of weakness. And so we see politicians that double down on what they've said, even if it's total bullshit. You know, we villainize the politician that's a flip-flopper. I've talked about that one in the past. We really have this culture that expects you to have answers that you should not have, right? I live in the suburbs of Colorado, so I wouldn't know what it's like to be in the city disadvantaged, to be scared when a cop pulls me over. Those are things I'll never probably understand. And I don't look at that as a bad thing. I look at that as a thing. It's the world that we're in. It's a world that we've chosen to participate in. And Danielle brought up a good point this morning, which is, like, sometimes in community, just because you don't do something, right, just because you're not part of the problem per se, doesn't mean that you don't step in and help out. And that's what being in a community is all about. And that's why we have an agrarian society in the first place, because we know that we're better in numbers. But I saw a comment the other day that was like, if you have, you know, 100 good cops and 10 bad cops, but the 100 good cops don't say anything, what you actually have is 110 bad cops. And this isn't about police. This is about the world that we've built, right? The world that we've built collectively does not work for everybody. And I think we need to recognize that if we ever want to do anything about it. This isn't about taking a stance on any issue. It's about the realization that the world we've built is rejecting some of its parts. And it's like the African proverb I brought up on the Joker episode a while back. You know, a child that feels rejected by its village will burn it down just to feel its warmth. And right now we're watching the village burn because, you know, not only do you have somebody that was executed by the state in broad daylight without a trial, you've got the symbolism of an empire with their boot on your neck or their knee on your neck, right? We have the symbolism of an empire that would rather silence its constituents than deal with the problems. And ultimately, that is the problem that's been persisting for a really, really long time. And when people talk about systemic racism, that's what they're talking about. They're talking about the fact that the entire system was built to help out certain majorities of people while silencing other minorities of people. And we saw the absolute symbolism of that played out, and it horrified people and it shocked people, because people have been really content up until now to lie to themselves about the problems. So if you can look at the world archetypally, what you see are symbols. And the reason that that can be so beneficial is because it takes the personality aspect out of it. And it's hard to understand things when your personality and your emotions are caught up and they feel very myopic. And depending on how you were raised, certain things that people are saying are going to trigger certain ways, which is going to cause you to shut down, right? And if you close right now, I promise you that you're going to end up part of the problem, because you don't have the solution. You don't have the answer. And that's why we have to open up. That's why I'd say the best part of this Instagram trend right now is the fact that what it's showing a whole lot of people is that we just have to be open to understanding that we don't know, we don't have the answers, but that we are listening, that we are receiving. I would say that's the best hope of this symbolic gesture on Instagram right now. And I would say the worst of that is that there's a good chance we end up being a generation of people that think they can solve real injustice with social media posts. That would be the absolute worst way that this thing plays out. Because, you know, a lot of times we post things because it makes us feel better. It's really not about the thing, right? Like, you see that a lot when people change their profile photo and stuff. It's an act of solidarity, but it just can't end there. It has to start there. And that's what I think is really important. And because this issue is so systemic, anything short of full revolution will become a problem. But if you look back in history, what you see is that revolution is always about reframing the narrative. It's always about taking the rejected part, so to speak, as we've been saying here, and elevating them with everybody else and saying we need to refocus this narrative. We need to go about the problems differently. So vision, I want to talk about vision now. So vision is something that is analogous to consciousness or to understanding. So if I explain something really complex and then you get it, you say, oh, I see, right? Because vision is analogous with understanding. And so the more you see, the more you understand. And then beyond that, what do we talk about with clear vision, right? We use the term 20/20, right? That's an actual measurement of vision in optometry to tell us you see about as good as any human should. And so right now we're in the year 2020. You know, one of the things that happens when a problem comes up in life, when all of a sudden you feel your world is thrust into chaos, what you'll find is that you don't like to look at everything that you've been avoiding. Now, this happens on an individual level. Right. One of the things I always say is, hey, we're one conversation away from being thrust into absolute chaos in our lives at any time, right? Our partner says, oh, I've been seeing somebody else, or I don't want to see you anymore, or a doctor says, you have cancer, or, right, we're always just one conversation away from catastrophe and from being thrust into chaos. Sometimes this is the universe just dropping a cosmic shit, so to speak, on your lap, and there's nothing you can do about it, right? Car accidents and things like that. Those are things that we have to become solid human beings before we're thrust into them so that we actually have an idea about how to react when they get there. But there are other things where we've actually seen it coming for a very, very long time, right? Like I remember thinking about a breakup that kind of thrust me into chaos. And, you know, at the same time, I had a business fail. So I had all these things go wrong. But the writing was on the wall. I just didn't want to see it, right? And so only when you've ignored the problem long enough will the pain teacher actually come to your doorstep. And so in a lot of ways, that's what's happening right now. We approach the year 2020, the symbolism of perfect vision. And all of a sudden, all of these things that we've been avoiding for a very long time come to our doorstep. We get thrust into catastrophe. And the reality is that these systemic race issues, they've existed in this country for as long as this country has existed. And so we see all these things where we've put our virtues in the wrong place, and we've put our values in the wrong place, and we've ignored things that maybe we shouldn't have ignored, right? How many Americans in Western culture right now have just absolute dismal health, right? And now all of a sudden we have a disease that threatens the immunocompromised, right? We have all of these things that are going on. And I would just say that right now, amidst the chaos, look at the problem. You know, in my own life, when I talk about that sort of moment where things fell apart, and, you know, if I'm being honest, I could look back, and that's one of the things that hurts when you're in catastrophe, right? Is you can look back and you realize that, oh man, this was actually a long time coming, and you can see where you've actually avoided it. If you're really smart and you're really open, you can look back and you can see all of the ways that you've chosen to avoid things that you should not have avoided, right? But it's more comfortable that way. It's hard to change. It's difficult to change. We don't like that. We like homeostasis in our lives. We like survival. Chaos always brings the opportunity for survival to end. But amidst chaos is where everything is born. And that's what we have to understand. That's true for the universe. The primordial soup that gave birth to life was chaos, right? Chaos is the feminine energy that holds the possibility of life itself. We can't stick to order when we're in a moment of chaos. It will just delay the inevitable. So we got to look around. We got to look at the symbols. We got to look at the moments that we're in, because those are going to tell us what to do next. The idea when you're in chaos, this is on an individual level. Perhaps you're in individual chaos right now. Perhaps you are at a disadvantage in your own country. Perhaps you just lost your job because of the pandemic, right? The thing to do now is not to cling to the order that you've known. It's to accept the chaos, because accepting the chaos accepts the fact that new life is hidden within it. But you can't be born again if you don't die. And so you have to let go of the parts that were no longer serving you. As a society, we've got to let go of the parts that were no longer serving everybody. Because now, amidst perfect vision, we see all of the things that we never wanted to see. On an individual level, perhaps there were a lot of parts of your job that you didn't actually like. If your relationship ended, perhaps there were parts of your relationship that weren't serving you. And many times, this is the case. And if something came to an end, we could conclude it was time for that thing to end. Arguing with reality does us no good. We find ourselves at a crossroads right now, and because of social media, because of new media platforms, we're in an opportunity to connect, to talk about the chaos that we're in. And together we could actually find a road forward, but it won't happen if you just try to ignore the problem, right? If you just try to cling to the order that you've known, because maybe that worked for you, or maybe it didn't work for you, but it was at least safe. We should not cling to safety when we have an opportunity for a better world. Because if that's what we do, we've decided to allow fear to motivate our decision-making process. If you guys remember, I did an Instagram Live video a while back where I talked about, you could take all of your decisions, you could boil down the motivation between somewhere on the spectrum from fear to love. And if you make decisions based on fear, what you'll find is a closed reality. You'll find that you're less and less free. You'll find that your world is closing in around you, because fear only begets more of itself. There will only be more things to avoid. There will be only more things to be scared of. And once you give fear, once you allow it to sit in the driver's seat and it starts making the decisions, you'll find that it takes more for itself and leaves less for you. And then the opposite polarity of that is to make decisions that are motivated by love. That doesn't mean that love isn't scary. You can acknowledge fear without allowing it to drive. But true love is actually the only place that freedom will ever exist, right? Because true love is accepting. True love is life-affirming. True love is unconditional. And right now, we've got a society that has placed a whole lot of conditions on a whole lot of people. We've got an opportunity to do it better. As long as there's a they, we will continue to be locking arms with some, we'll be opposing others, right? And then this world that we've built of division and war will continue. We have to understand that there is no they. It's only us building a world that is not as good as it could be. I hope you're staying safe during this wild time. Be vigilant. Don't look away from the problem. Don't look away from the symbols. Be present. Be part of the solution. I love you. I hope you have an amazing day. We'll talk later on Morning Coffee.